Retail workers fight back against Scrooge bosses. United strike action needed to stop race to the bottom over terms and conditions faced with a profit squeeze. Big retail bosses are attempting to make workers pay by closing outlets, axing jobs and worsening terms and conditions of employment. However, as the Socialist reports below, this offensive is being resisted. The retail workers' fight back will be a major theme at the rally and lobby of the Trade Union Congress conference on the 8th of September, organized by the rank and file National Shop Stewards Network. Alistair Tice, Yorkshire Socialist Party, in return for being forced to work bank holidays, paid breaks being scrapped, cuts to holiday entitlement, slashing of night shift pay, and shifts being changed at 4 weeks' notice, ASTAB workers are being bribed with a wage increase to £9 an hour. They report being threatened with the sack if they don't sign up. But tens of thousands haven't signed. 3,000 staff could end up £500 a year worse off under this pay increase. In any case, the minimum wage is supposed to reach £9 an hour in 2028.21 basic, the minimum wage. This is what's paid by ASDAP, part of the Walmart empire, the biggest company in the world, that made £129 billion profit last year. In response, around 1,000 ASDAP workers, members of the GMB trade union, marched on ASDA House in Leeds on the 14th of August chanting no ifs, no buts, no ASDA cuts, against the imposition of this new contract 6. This is mockingly called the Martini contract by ASDA workers, as it allows bosses to force staff to work anytime, any place, anywhere. The demonstration was noisy and angry, but this anger and militancy of the workers has unfortunately not been matched by their union leadership. The door to the imposition of this contract 6 was opened last year, when the union leaders did not oppose the introduction of a very similar, supposedly voluntary, contract called Your Choice. Most workers, 87%, did not take the £1 an hour bribe, but all new staff are started on the new flexi contract. Then, of course, ASDAP bosses used that wedge to make the new contract compulsory for all staff, rolling 6 old contracts into contract 6 to make it fair. While the GMB has negotiated a few concessions from the original contract offer, in its consultative ballot 93% rejected accepting the new contract. But with only 3 months to go to the imposition of contract 6 in November, the union has not even started an industrial action ballot of its 30,000 members. The GMB must urgently and energetically campaign for a big strike vote in an industrial action ballot. A serious union struggle could enthuse staff who have signed under duress, or who are already on this contract, to join the union, especially if it was linked to a £10 an hour minimum wage across the board pay demand. While only 20-25% of ASDAP workers are in the union, many stores have 80-90% union membership, where a ballot for strike action could be won. In the cutthroat world of supermarket wars, it wouldn't be long before ASDAP was losing customers and profits, and could be forced to back down. Given that the big four supermarkets are all cutting thousands of jobs, and are imposing similar flexi contracts, the GMB should approach ASDAP and unite unions for a joint campaign in retail, including future coordinated industrial action, to stop this race to the bottom. A different version of this article was posted on socialistparty.org.uk on the 20th of August.